up, so I subtracted. I never changed, I only adapted to pages in my book of life's loneliest chapter. Necessary adjustments, dumb shit is beneath me.
Hello, folks. I hope your summer's going well. Welcome to In the Database with Nana. Today was the final game of the NBA season, and the Denver Nuggets are the NBA champions, meaning Steph Curry and the Warriors are no longer the defending world champion, and I can't hold that on for another summer. It also made me very disappointed watching the NBA Finals and watching these two teams battle, knowing that Golden State, you know, if they weren't so childish, could have easily won this ring. But with that said, even though there was a finals game going on today, that really was not the topic on Twitter. That was just a side topic. We just realized halfway down the day, like around 7:30, there's a game going on. Why? Because NBA Twitter was unhinged this evening and last night. And you're wondering, what really happened? Well, I'm going to get down to the state of the NBA Twitter, NBA fans, and everything in this episode. And there's a lot to break down. I'll start with basically the full recap of NBA Twitter for us right now. The level of harassment, the policing of fans, the doxing of people, the mob mentality, the state of Golden State Warrior Twitter, which, by the way, is the center of all of this. It used to be Laker fans, and they held it last summer, and Bron fans used to be very toxic. Golden State had their toxic moments. I want to say 2018, 2019 summer, trying to get KD out of there and stuff. But I think this is just topping because now it's just fans on fans. It's not even basketball related. Not, you know, like people can disagree on basketball topics, but we're out here harassing women. We're out here sending pictures, inappropriate comments, people's addresses everywhere. I mean, let's start with the harassment of Warrior Twitter. We got folks out here being mad thirsty in the DMs. Can you fault them for being very thirsty in the DMs? One may ask. Yes, when it reaches a certain level. When somebody says, stop it. You know, you can thirst as long as you want, but as soon as somebody says, stop it, leave me alone, you don't want to continue to do this. And to me, folks are starting to, like, defend these behaviors and just, like, calling it, oh, that's a normal thirsty behavior. No, it's not. It's not normal to follow and DM and continuously harass the same person over and over and again. And to me, that came to light in today's NBA Twitter with harassment, and that's one of the things people have to say about it. But another thing besides just being thirsty is subtweeting people about tweets they made month ago, shading them, having your little cult DM them, yelling all these type of death threats at them, all these names, calling them ugly, bald-headed bitches, all these things going on Twitter. And it's not even really that deep because y'all taking Twitter like it's personal. It's not your real life. Don't y'all have jobs? How are you on here from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m.? I work from home, so I'll answer that. That's why I'm always on there. But for the rest of you, like, I have no idea how on a Monday, 12 p.m., you got nothing else to do. You don't got school. You don't got work. You don't got responsibilities. You got nothing. And a lot of y'all are in your 30s, 40s, 50s. I'd be goddamn if I was doing this in my 40s and my 50s, these behaviors, you know? So unless you guys have a side hustle where you're either selling drugs, you're either pimping somebody out, you're either, I don't know, running illegal activities or taking out PPP loans since 2020, no idea how you guys are keeping up a productive life on Twitter the way you are, the way you're acting. But let me just give you the recap in Golden State Warrior Twitter action. For those of you that seem so confused and like wondering what was really going on and what's the state of Golden State. So about a year and a half ago, actually maybe 2 years ago, right around 2 years ago, I made a tweet asking, I already had Golden State Warrior, I had group chats on Twitter, just regular ones I ran and occasional people were nice. Fine, you know, nothing was going on. I made it a tweet that said, who wants to be in a Warrior group chat specific to Warrior fans? And I got over like 300, 400 response. And just on the timeline, a good like 67 people in the DMs asking the chat. Now, at the time, the Warriors, I mean, the Twitter only allowed you to add 50 people per group chat. So now I was in like, who do I put in? To me, the way I did it is I said strongest personalities can be in one. I try to match them into these group chats. Suddenly it became work for me. So I was running about 8 to 10 group chats with different people in them. A few people rotate a couple of chats because they're such dominating voices and stuff. But there is the main one that I do run now. Currently has about like 68-70 Warrior fans in there, with probably the most dominant personalities on Warrior Twitter on the timeline. Occasionally I get locked out of my DMs, which has been an unfortunate problem because I tend to miss a lot of fuckery that happens in the chat while I'm locked out. But when I'm back in, try to do damage control, sometimes it's too late. Well, let's go back to last night. Last night, there's a lot of things that are addressed. This was built on the whole season, by the way, about a certain spaces. You know, we call the Space Gang Urkel spaces. Let's just put it out there. The space, the main space that the Warrior fans run after losses, after wins, whatever you got to do, to me, is the biggest space and probably one of the few spaces Warrior fans have to go. They don't have many options, especially at the time when it first started. It was the only space. So during that encounter time throughout the year, I noticed the trend, the temperature in Urkel spaces has changed. They used to have a good amount of like women voices of NBA Twitter up there, and things were kind of fine. And I think it all stemmed, like, I don't know where initially it stemmed from, but everybody has their own stories of what happened and whatnot. And the people involved can probably tell you better as what it started, where it stemmed from. But there was something that shifted and became personal halfway through. Some was the disrespect the women were getting in that chat. I've stated it several times. I've warned them previously. There's been disrespect. I used to be in the Urkel spaces, one of the few women, me and my girl Nat, one of the few of us just up there. And of course, Marissa would join here and there. And those are just a few, us three really, before the rest of the girls kind of felt comfortable to come up there and have their voice heard. And I do believe they brought a good balance to this boys club that was up there. But somehow, some way throughout the season, I was too busy focused on the disaster of the season and all the fuck shit Golden State was going on. But meanwhile, the chat and the space was getting just as messed up as the Warrior season was. The fan base was going through it themselves. And with that in mind, somehow that dialogue changed. And usually when people have frustrations, they used to come to the group chat. They still do, and express their concerns and their whoever they have met, they have issues. To me, when I created this chat, I made a specific rule. This is safe space. What's said in here stays in here. If you want somebody to see what you want to say in this chat, put them in the chat. We're not hiding. You know what I'm saying? Just ask. You worry your friend, you'll be in there. You know, so long as you're not harassing people, you're not disrespecting them in the chat, like, we don't tolerate that. So, and I try to be very consistent, especially if I'm on there. And sometimes, yeah, I'm not on there as often as I should in all chat. Like I said, I run 8 to 12 group chats, so I can't really keep track of every single one of them and what's going on. But I do try to keep track of the main ones because they're the ones that usually cause a lot of chaos. But it turns out that one of Urkel spaces, I don't know if I call them leaders, lieutenants, right under main lieutenants, were sending screenshots to Urkel and to Dre. By the way, Dre was on the chat for the longest. He left on his own will because he said, I will not be in a chat, and I quote, where you disrespect Urkel, because if you disrespect Urkel, you disrespect me. And I quote, that was his statement, which is, Dre is only like 20, 19, so that mentality where friends mean the world to you, I mean, I think that's about high school, but right in college, you're where Dre's at. You got to have like some type of like autonomy for yourself. You got to be able to say, I know right from wrong. I know what to die behind. I know what kind of platform I want to create. But to me, Dre has benefited from the platform that Urkel has created. So I understand why he's stepping with him all the way, because in all fairness, Urkel has created Draymond. I mean, not Draymond. Have created Dre, and he has also groomed him. Urkel has created Dre and has groomed him. So Dre, to me, is impossible. Like there's nothing Urkel could really do to have Dre turn on him at this point, the way I'm looking at it, and I look at things from a psychological point of view because I am a psychologist. So that's how I look at him when I look at him. So I'm like, at this point, you know, some has to happen. Urkel has to literally release him from his grave for Dre to understand what's happening. And he's a lot younger than him. I mean, Urkel's twice his age. Urkel has a child the same age as Dre. So it's important to understand that this is important, you know? So moving forward from that chat, I came into the chat last night and said, you know, if Urkel wants to be in this chat and y'all keep sending screenshots to him, put him in the chat. I tried to add him. A few people had him blocked. You know, I asked the people that had Urkel blocked, they can unblock him momentarily. And one of the group members, Agenda, was able to add him to the group chat. Once he was in the group chat, the question that now became, you know, when will he see it? That same night, the women of Golden State Twitter had their own spaces, and they aired out their grievance about Urkel and everything that's going on. And to me, they didn't record it because it was just a late night session. I think it was impromptu. They didn't want to type. And to me, I think one of Urkel's members said, Lindell said, just create a space, and that's what they did. And Urkel woke up this morning, realized the space, and all hell broke loose. And this is where we talk about, where do lines get crossed with these men? Obviously, there is situation. People do make mistakes. Have I made mistakes in tweets I've made? Yes, I've had. People make mistakes. But it's about acknowledgement and having accountability. It's about continuously making the same pattern, doing the same thing over and over and over again and thinking it's okay. So, for instance, I'm really big on mental health. I am. Like I said, I'm a therapist. I'm a psychologist. I have clients who've committed suicide on my watch. I have clients who've been suicide. So this is a very sensitive topic to me. So when somebody comes up, you know, on timeline and says, you know, I'm feeling suicidal, I'm going through a lot, airs out their personal stuff, you know, that's their stuff. How they want to deal with their mental health, that's them. Some people don't have people they can talk to in real life. With often people that are dealing with mental health, they really don't. If they have a platform or social media and they get engagements over there, that might be their only engagement to the real world. Even though maybe you might not consider Twitter real world, but that could be their only real world. They have this lack of support, which is and also not maybe lack of being comfortable with saying certain things about other people. So if he was comfortable enough, said individual, to come on the timeline and just basically just get the support. And he did, you know, people did say, you know, get well, brother. I mean, it did help him, you know, according to him, it did help him a lot. It also did a lot of damage because some people will take your lowest moment and try to create a basement for you, push you lower. And that happens. And Urkel, unfortunately, with somebody that's a platform as big as you doing that, that's crazy. That's absolutely crazy because I tell this to Dre all the time. I say this to Urkel. I say this to these guys. You know, I tried before when I used to be in these spaces. You don't get to be held to the same standards as somebody with 100 followers. Okay? You don't. Just like a celebrity doesn't get the tweeting, gets hold to a higher accountability than I would personally. And that's simply because you have more of you have a bigger platform and it reaches more people and you do more damage when you do stuff like that. So you continue berating this kid who, by the way, is only 19 years old, younger than your child. You're like twice his age, and you're continually doing this. Like, how are you feeling? Did you get the help? Did you get the help? Did you do this? And he's telling you stop, and you keep doing it. And then Dre, you sitting there watching it, like, yeah, nothing wrong with that, you know. But you're the same age as this kid. You're older than him actually, and you letting that happen. And we're telling you, don't do it, bro. Stop. It's not funny. It's not jokes. And then anybody who tries to address you, you're harassing them right back. And obviously, the women on Twitter already had issues with you. So, and this person and them are in the same group chat. So they're going to defend said person in this cause because they were already supporting him. And then you turn out by retaliating this morning after the spaces by doxing a woman in Atlanta. I'll say this because I'm not going to say her name, but you posted her Venmo For you to, first of all, go that low is insane. It's very insane. Her first and last name was on that Venmo. I don't even know where you got the idea to look at her Venmo. That never crosses my mind. So, I'm having an issue with said person. Let me check their Venmo activity. That's crazy behavior. Like, I would never do that. Like, first of all, you're not that important for me to do that. Whatever we're beefing about, it ain't that serious. It ain't personal. So you put up her first and last name, and we know what state she lives in and what city she lives in. It can be really dangerous. And I say to somebody who has witnessed a bunch of violence around them their whole life and has who knows the danger of being exposed into location when you don't want nobody to know, you don't get to do that. You don't get to put somebody's location, first and last name on the public with a platform of over 12K followers. That's crazy. And then 12K with other people retweeting it, and once it's the internet, it's in there forever. So you don't get to dictate how somebody's life gets to go and where it shifts. And you did that this morning. And didn't apologize for it. And didn't address it, acted like it didn't happen. Then you decided to say, let's have a spaces with the girls in, and they just kept muting them every 5 seconds. And I know it was already crazy, but there's a way to run spaces. There's a way to have conversation. If you really wanted to move forward, you wanted to have this whole kumbaya stuff. Here's the thing: you can't have a kumbaya moment without actually addressing the issues. You know what we call that? We call that a band-aid. You're just covering things for the moment, and then shit gonna build up later on again. And Dre was in there in that space talking about forget them. Urkel don't do this, blah blah blah. Get rid of them. So they ended up leaving and creating their own spaces, and that's when everything kind of came out and they were able to say whatever it is they had to say. Then Dre responded by creating his own spaces and he tried to like say his point of view and stuff. So now you got two spaces in the middle of summer. By the way, there's a finals game about to happen. Think about this. And you got Warrior Twitter doing this. This is the same fan base. You got 500 in one chat and 500 in the other one. I was on my laptop and my phone in one or the other trying to like piece this together, like what is the origin of this? And then Lowe creates the bigger platform with 2K, all of them in there, and they come up. And Dre's the only one that comes up. Urkel doesn't, and Shadow does it. Y'all just let him air himself in there. Y'all let the kid drown in there. And Dre don't see that. Dre's just seeing like, oh, let me defend, let me stand 10 toes down for this man. Let me defend everything he's saying. But bro, they leaving you to hang. And nobody held back. They asked me questions were asked. They say, hey, were these tweets bad? Were this guy bad? Because 10 years ago for Urkel, he was in his 30s. Like he wasn't like our age even. So these mistakes weren't like us making mistakes 10 years ago or us making five because we're young and you learn from it. And like he apologized for these tweets and he's continued to do this. They even said, forget about the tweets that happened 10 years ago. Forget about all the tweets about rape. Forget about all the tweets about Kobe's wife. Forget about all that. How about the tweets that have been happening the last month or so, or 2 months or so, about mental health, about him doxing people? And Dre's like, oh, that's wrong, that's wrong, but I'm still gonna stand next to him. Then Lowe asked him, what does Urkel have to do to get you for you not to stand next to him? And he basically said he would have to spit on my face for it to happen. See, do you understand how bad and terrible that is, bro? And this is the cult mentality we talk about, this mob mentality, one thinking for all. This dangerous mentality. Like, it feels like you got Stockholm syndrome without ever being in the same. Urkel, you live in two different, between two different time zones. He's all the way in like mountain time zone, and you're in the East Coast. And you've been groomed virtually. That's crazy. Now, think about it. And then you got a bunch of other followers doing this for free. Free dick riding going on. Free 99. Doing all this other stuff. But bro, listen, even if that was my boy, even when I used to be in that spaces with them, and they were, I never held back my tongue because I ain't no pussy. Because when I see wrong is wrong. If my friend is acting a certain way, if the people that I fuck with is acting a certain way, embarrassing me, I'm not gonna stand next to him because I look like a damn fool too. Which is why, like, if your friend goes robs a bank and you with them, you still get the same crime. Because you're an idiot. Being an idiot is not an excuse to act as babe. And disrespect, being disrespectful is not a personality trait either. And that's that. And for you, you have to at some point understand that this whole I'm 20 age is not forever going to last. Yes, you're 20. Meaning you're not 19 anymore. You're not a teenager no more. You're 20. You're a grown man. You're closer to Kale's age than you are. Kale's only 25. You're closer to her age than you are Urkel's age. Charlie's is only 20. The people you're beefing are your age range, but they're not constantly bringing up their age. We're not hearing Charlie's, I'm 20, I'm 20, I'm 20. No. So you 20 or 30, you grown man. It don't matter. If you associate in adult business on people you don't really consider yourself, if you're really 20, you want to be associated with these people, you want to run around with them, then we're going to do that. But my thing is you can't have a moral high compass about all the people. Oh, she called me a bald-headed bitch. And that's why, you know, whoever associates with her is pissed. Like, I don't have respect for you. And then you associate with Urkel and stuff and then get mad when people have issues. Pick a side. Because you're painting yourself like a victim. I get it. He created this platform for you. I get it. You make your biggest noise and everything about Twitter is associated with you. But if you're associated with all the good that comes with Urkel, you will be associated with all the bad that comes with Urkel. And you can't be mad at it. You don't get to pick and choose. You don't get to split it. Like, don't just say, I'm only here for the good. Don't associate me with the bad part, because you are. You are what you associate with. You are what your friends are. It's that simple. And the state of warrior Twitter is really doomed, because they are right. There's not that many platforms to go to or speak out against or be around. And we're not all perfect human beings. I myself will say it. I've made mistakes. I've tweeted things that weren't correct. But if you hold me accountable and be like, yo, said that, I'm going to take it to the chin. Be like, yep, move on from it. Let's see what can be. But if I'm continuing to do these behaviors over and over and over and again, and you out here actually causing people mental health issues, and I'm at that stage of life, please don't let me be like that in my 40s. Please don't let me be on Twitter like this in my 40s. Because I'm not trying to be looked at like this. And you got to be better. The state of NBA Twitter is trash, just like the NBA itself. The product is trash and the fans are trash. And that's Adam Silver's fault, because just like we reward all the flopping and all the fuckery going on in the NBA and all that shit, NBA Twitter and the platform, it attracts negativity, because all positive tweets down the drain. That's why. It's the same thing. It's a cooked product. You ever see NFL Twitter? NFL Twitter is amazing. It's about actual football. It's about plays. It's about the things happening in the game, not the looks of the players, how they look. Like, some of y'all just attracted to these players. What's going on? It's not just about the looks of the players. It's not about who's who, the contract. It's not about that. It's not about this. It's not about this. It's literally about the plays happening in the game, how impressive the talent is, what you're witnessing on any given Sunday, Monday night, or Thursday night, Sunday afternoon. It's really about the game and no narratives and all that other agenda being pushed 24/7. And here we are, NBA Twitter, is that the reason why the same fuck niggas have been on NBA Twitter before the finals started. So you're wondering why there's less views in the NBA finals this season after game one, because they're too busy disrespecting and throwing each other off a cliff than watching the game, because that's more entertaining than the actual NBA product. And whose fault is that? Adam Silver. Fix your product. And with that, that's pretty much the wrap up of the current NBA Twitter and the drama-filled season. We got a long summer left, you know. We got Ja Morant news coming in tomorrow morning, likely. And we got all the other drama happening after all these players are in new jerseys coming up this offseason. And I'm sure the drama will just get heightened the rest of the way. And that's it for me. I'm signing out. I hope y'all got the tea, the juice, whatever you like to call it. And you do this information, what you want to do with it. That's Nana signing out.